I'm visiting with Rusty Mitchell at the FMC exhibit here at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. And Rusty, we've talked about cotton, we've talked about rice, but you know, here in the Southeast, we grow a fair amount of corn and soybeans too. Let's focus in a little bit more on, again, what's new is always the theme with FMC when it comes to these crops.
Sure, Chuck. We've got a couple of new products that are that we have available for both soybeans and corn. Of course, we've got our Authority brand, our pre-herbicide, our Authority brand. We've got a couple of new Authority products that we introduced last year. One was Authority Elite, combination of sulfentrazone, which is a base active ingredient in all of our Authority brands, and S-metolachlor, which is the active ingredient in Dual. That one has done really, really well for us this past year. We also are introducing this year Authority Max, which is going to be a combination of sulfentrazone and chlorineuron. Multiple modes of action, all pointing towards very, very active control on Palmer amaranth, but also different modes of action. And that's a key to it from a resistance management strategy.
Probably most people listening will know what Palmer amaranth is, but it's also got another name, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we say we're talking about Palmer pigweed. When I say Palmer amaranth, yes, sir, we're talking about Palmer pigweed. And everybody can understand the beast that we have to deal with from that standpoint. Fortunately, though, there are good products out there with the Authority brand that we can utilize to manage it. Another one that we've got that we just got a new label for in soybeans is Anthem. We've had Anthem registered last year for corn. Just recently, we got a registration for soybeans, so now that product can be utilized in soybeans, again, for a different mode of action, for Palmer pigweed, Palmer amaranth control. It can go out pre- and post-emergent up to V3 stage soybeans. So a very, very flexible application. Gives you very long residual activity, very active on grasses as well as some of your small-seeded broadleaf. So it's another great part of the component for soybean control.
Well, these lines like Authority, like you mentioned, I don't know if you have it here, but I was at Farm and Machinery Show.
Sure.
You got a sheet that's like Authority, Authority, Authority. You know, that's a pretty broad line of products.
Very, very broad line of products. We've got about five Authority products across the U.S. The ones that we're primarily using that fit real well for the southern region are going to be the Authority Elite, the Authority MTZ, or what I just mentioned, the Authority Max. Yes.
And you mentioned Anthem, so I just got to get a plug in here for this, that I believe March 1st, which will be tomorrow for us at the moment, is when you kick off your Anthem singing contest for young folks that are affiliated with like an FFA or 4-H, I guess. A real interesting and good program to kind of help get young people involved today and give them some great opportunities. So we want to get that in there, since I believe today at Commodity Classic, your winner from last year sang the national anthem to open up the general session there. So just had to get that plug
sure,
in there.
Sure, sure.
If there are kids who want to enter the contest, it just means they got to sing the national anthem.
Sing the national anthem. You can go to our website, www.fmccrop.com. There will be an icon somewhere on there that's going to be emphasizing the Anthem contest. This will be the third year that they've done that. It's worked really, really well. It's been quite a great contest, and it's been really fun from the standpoint of interacting with the youth and allow them to kind of get a different angle and get into agriculture from that standpoint.
Well, it has grown. It started out, I thought, pretty darn good, but, boy, you've got a lot of students entering that. So for Mid-South growers that are coming to Memphis today, we're going to find information on the products we talked about. Anything else you want to tell them about what FMC is doing for this whole southern region, especially in the areas corn, soybeans, what they ought to be thinking about right now?
I think right now, you know, it's early in the season. From the standpoint of production practices, they're not getting their burn downs down like they would like to because of the weather condition. It's going to be a little bit unfortunate. Always remember, regardless of what crop that you're producing, the whole mindset from the standpoint of weed control is to start clean, utilize a good burn down program, utilize a residual pre. So you want to stay clean with a residual pre. That's where the Authority products or the Anthem are going to come into play. or come back in then with a follow-up application of some type of overlapping residual. That's where, again, our anthem can come into play. Marvel for that example, yep. and manage it from that standpoint so that you never let them get a little bit of a foothold on you.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a website for it, but I've used a hashtag on Twitter, which is I hate weeds. But if there isn't, there ought to be.
There ought to be, absolutely. Absolutely.
If you hate weeds, go to fmccrop.com. There you go.
I think so. We can help you out.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rusty Mitchell.
Thank you, Chuck.
Mitchell, we've been visiting here at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. I'm still getting used to saying it. It's my first time here.
Sure.
But, man, the crowd is picking up, and looks like we're going to have a big show here today and tomorrow in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.